Solomon acknowledges his sin. In penitence, Solomon began to retrace his steps toward the exalted plane of purity and holiness from whence he had fallen. He could never hope to escape the blasting results of sin, but he would humbly confess the error of his ways and warn others lest they be lost irretrievably because of the evil influences he had set in operation. The true penitent thinks of those who have been led into evil by his course and tries to lead them back to the true path. He does not gloss over his wayward course, but lifts the danger signal that others may take warning. Solomon acknowledged that the heart of the sons of men is full of evil, and madness is in their heart. Though a sinner do evil 100 times, and his days be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God, but it shall not be well with the wicked, neither shall he prolong his days. By inspiration the king recorded the history of his wasted years with their lessons of warning. And thus his life work was not wholly lost. With lowliness Solomon in his later years taught the people knowledge, weighing and studying and arranging proverbs with great care. He sought to find pleasing words, and uprightly he wrote words of truth, RSB. Fear God, and keep his commandments, he wrote, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good, or whether it be evil.